BYT.
Welcome into episode 8 of the Radio BYT podcast. I am with my live-in maid, Jess.
Hey there.
I also have frequent host, honorary member of the podcast, Jay from JD7 Videos.
Thank you. Thank you. You've been far too kind.
And sitting in the background is Michaela from Barrington Massage.
Owner and operator of Barrington Massage.
Yes. I'm sure at some point we'll offend her enough that she hops on the pod, but we'll see. Full disclosure, I have two quick thoughts. My first quick thought is audio, right, guys? So we've recorded this piece already, and I didn't record it. So
no,
there's that.
You guys were recorded. I wasn't.
No, I was recorded.
Oh yeah, you guys were recorded.
No, me.
I wasn't.
Me.
Just you.
Only
she
me.
Heard.
It
she
was
heard.
Me talking to myself.
A little bit self-centered over there.
In the audio, you can't fake that.
It's all right.
A little bit self-centered over there.
It's all right. My second quick thought. Avengers Endgame tickets came out this past week.
Yes, it did.
Okay. I'm obviously a diehard comic book movie guy. I see everyone. I see most of them with you, Jay.
Yes, sir.
He failed to get me tickets on opening night.
You know why?
Because you thought they were going to be available at midnight, like it was some game drop.
Supposed to be.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't supposed to be.
It
no
was.
No one ever said they're going to be available at midnight.
Everyone said midnight or April 2nd, which technically midnight is April 2nd.
They were available at 8 a.m.
I agree.
Like, no.
There should be
think,
written
right?
out rules like
you would think
tickets
that,
are
yeah.
dropping at
why would they
8 a.m., not 12.
Yeah, because that would be too much common sense, right? Because no, they don't want to be cruel, right?
Because listen, no, they didn't tell anybody. And when they finally dropped them, the Fandango and AMC movie theater servers crashed.
Yeah. Well, they did. Here's the thing, though. I didn't tell you. Well,
get out of here.
I told you is the fact that we could have sat in the front row, but there's no way in hell I'm sitting at the front row.
Oddly enough,
this redundancy and deja vu that I'm experiencing right now is unwarranted, but...
It's all right.
You know?
You're wrong, because you should have just been ready to go. If you're driving... Pull over. You could have been late.
Oh, I could have been late.
That
oh, was, that's the
that
one time I could have been late.
That would have been acceptable.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, solid, very
gracious.
Solid Thor. second quick thought about the MCU as a whole is I really do think that I'm done after Avengers Endgame.
I don't believe you.
My reason for being done is that I don't think I have it in me to go through another 22 movie arc.
Well, at the very least, you're not in it for opening night anymore.
No, I'm probably in it for opening night.
If you want to see it,
I'm not going to be as invested. It's going to be. I feel like after Endgame, the MCU
different conversation we just had.
Yes, but
I'm done. I'm not seeing it. Well,
yeah,
no, because
we've coaxed
I'm being
him.
Realistic.
We, now
with
he's
myself.
Being realistic. He was going to. He was going to be leading to this. Yeah,
I think that. All right. I think that the Avengers, the MCU as a whole, is going to fall more into a DC range for me where I'm just not, I'm invested, but I'm not like.
So it's one-off stories.
I'm not like, yes, as I am right
You're
now.
You're not wearing the matching
is not.
T-shirts
like, we're sitting
to the
here,
theater.
Yeah, we're sitting here right now 3 weeks before planning out matching T-shirts. And I don't think I'm
very true.
Not
you
as
think
invested
we're joking,
in
we're not.
The Eternals as I am the Avengers.
Hashtag BYT screen printing.
What do you think, though? I mean, you're as big a comic book guy as they come.
Yeah, honestly, I think that it'll be time for DC to shine, especially with the trajectory that they're going now.
They don't know what they're doing.
No, well, I mean, they don't have an overall arching plan like Marvel did. but the thing is that after Avengers Infinity War Part 2, or sorry, Endgame, rather, it's done. They're gonna go off and do, like you said, probably. Stuff that's not as
right.
planned.
And that's the reason why I'm not as invested, because I sit here and think like, all right, I love Captain America. I love Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to have them after Endgame. So I don't know if I'm going to relate to the cast. Like, I don't like Angelina Jolie, and Angelina Jolie is in the Eternal movie.
Oh,
right? Yeah. Or Kumail Nanjiani, the guy from The Big Sick. I don't know who that is. So I'm not as invested as that as I am in like a Robert Downey Jr. And that's the reason why I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, eh.
Well, that's the thing too, is the director that did the Wrinkle in Time film, which I didn't see, but I heard a lot of critics didn't really care for it. So
I'm like, maybe I'll just dive into some indie movies. I don't know.
You're crazy.
Always a good choice. So, some foreign indie movies are good.
Benfica.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So,
question from the crowd.
Benfica.
Harry Potter.
Jessica, I don't know.
Harry Potter has always been portrayed. What's the actor's name again?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel. Yes.
Yeah. Horns.
He's always been portrayed as Harry Potter. Like, he's having trouble getting other jobs because he's known as Harry Potter.
He did Horns. He did that.
No, he's trying here and there.
Do you think like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Hemsworth, everybody else in that cast will have a difficult time getting these big feature films again because they're portrayed as that one character now?
Chris Hemsworth will.
No, he won't.
Black Hat, freaking Snow White and the Huntsman.
Dude, Rush was a really good movie.
I didn't see Rush, but Rush he was also with the guy that was Baron Zemo or whatever, right?
Rush was really good. Yeah, I don't remember. But Rush was really good. But the other piece of that is no, because Robert Downey Jr. has Sherlock Holmes that he could fall back on. He has such a career that he could do whatever he wants.
He had a pedigree before he became Iron Man.
Chris Evans has enough of a career that I still think he can do what he wants. He's made enough money off Captain America that he can still do whatever he wants. He did Snowpiercer. He did movie. Huh?
Way back when.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yes. With Brie Larson.
The Fantastic Four. Those two movies. He's done enough that he can do whatever he wants. Mm. Well,
but there are some people on the cast that...
It's going to be interesting to see.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Okay.
Paul Rudd?
Brie Larson.
Are you kidding me? Green Room? Room? Is it The Room? It's The Room, not Green Room. Sorry, The Room.
Did not see that film.
She's got an Oscar, dude. Like
she got
fine.
An Oscar.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants, but the thing is like she's not going to be having money makers after this.
She's made her money. She did her thing. Benedict Cumberbatch, he's made his money. They've all made their money. They're not.
The question is after this is their career going to still kind of
because
be
they
there?
Had a career
are they still
going to
be relevant?
This? They had a career before this. So why wouldn't they have a career after it?
Yes, for the ones that had a career before, but Brie Larson arguably, she won an Oscar.
Fine.
And
everybody
she was
else.
In
Jeremy Renner,
Scott Pilgrim, Jeremy Renner, Hurt Locker, and then those random Mission Impossible movies.
Born, Mission Impossible.
Born got sank because he was in it, and then that's when they brought Matt Damon back
in.
He
can do The Town.
He went. He was joking about killing himself as the character in Hawkeye.
I'm gonna cut that out. That's
because,
fine.
Because killing off Hawkeye.
I'm just saying, all of these people have had some type of career beforehand, and they can do whatever they want after because they've had that career.
I'm just thinking, just like Daniel Radcliffe, is that persona of that character going to linger over their heads and they're only going to be casted for a certain type of character?
No. See, I think
in the future.
I think it's going to be the opposite. I think the perfect example is Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. They're not going to be able to replace Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman can still do whatever he wants.
Well, we'll see what happens. Just a quick
Just say touche so we can move on.
Greatest Showman.
Agree Still to haven't disagree. Seen
it. Fair enough. We're going to dive into the next thing, huh?
Huh?
So, it wouldn't be a Radio BYT podcast if we didn't talk about Disney.
So true.
Jay's never been to Disney.
Nope.
Jay lived in Florida for a number of years.
Yes, I did.
Did your parents not love you?
Oh,
apparently they did. Apparently they didn't because I told them, I said to them, I said, we've been to Universal.
I said, parents,
we've been to Universal. My mom, papa, why have we not been to Disney?
Mom.
It's the same thing. No, it's not.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, it kind of is now.
Sorry for your childhood being ruined.
So, whatever.
I was going to try.
Well, before I move on, did you see that whole thing a few years back where that woman went to Disney by herself?
I would do that.
That's probably going to be me. That's probably going to be me.
I'm going to do that in October.
That's probably going to be me, man. That's it.
I'm going to do that in October. No, we'll go with you.
Yeah.
Just plan it on a weekend.
Plan it on a weekend so that we can both get that vacation.
You right.
Anytime. We'll go.
All right.
All right. So what are we doing here?
I thought it would be fun to do like a if you could only do one. So like if you could only do one, whatever.
Okay.
You know, like if you could only live in one place for the rest of your life style thing, like where would you be?
Yep.
So we're going to do that with Disney. So the first question for the panel, Michaela, feel free to join. If you could only visit one park for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Magic Kingdom, hands down.
Do you have an answer?
No.
If you had to guess, like, I mean, good talk. All right, Michaela, do you have an answer?
Probably Magic Kingdom.
You're all wrong. It's Disney's California Adventure. And the reason why it's Disney's California Adventure.
For you, maybe.
No, it is, yeah, but I'm thinking to myself, like, listen, if I could only visit one park, I'm going to visit the park that I can have a well-rounded day at, right? So I want to visit the park that I can go on the Incredicoaster if I want. I can ride Toy Story Mania. I can go on the Little Mermaid. I can ride Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. I can ride the new Spider-Man ride that they're giving me. I'm going to go on those rides, and I'm going to have a well-rounded day. So if I have to bring my future boy, because it's probably going to be a boy, then I'm going to bring them to the Disney California Adventure. Why did you say Magic Kingdom, Jess?
Because it's my favorite park, and there's so much to do there. And there's unspoken things that aren't rides that you can also do there. So I think,
like what?
Like little tidbits on Main Street.
Let's keep the mic in front of you.
Little tidbits on Main Street. If you go into the shops, there's like hidden fun things to do. There's fireworks, amazing, amazing fireworks. Tons of different things.
So I'm going to be 100% honest.
I hate you all.
That's
fine. Just,
you're just envious.
I'm green with envy.
Go to Disney.
Just go to Disney, bro.
Just go.
Just go right now. Nah, just leave.
I don't hate you for real, but I hate you.
So for the next questions, the next series of questions, I answered them with a split. I said on one of them, I got to keep the California Adventure theme. And on the other side, I'm going to keep my real answer.
Okay.
So the second question is, if you could only ride one Disney attraction for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I got a good one. The People Mover.
Jesus. Michaela.
I don't agree with that one.
She's like, I beg to differ, actually.
Does it have to be at the same park I said?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Probably Rock and Roller Coaster.
That's a good answer. No. Why did you say the People Mover?
Because it's a different ride every time. If you're going to have to ride this for the rest of your life, because I took it that I'm not getting off. I'm riding it.
You're not going to ride it for the rest of your life. I'm just saying if you go to that park, you're only going to ride that ride. What is this?
Well, I took it for like I'm riding it on a loop.
Podcast over.
I'm riding it on a loop, and I figured it's a different ride every time.
Ride it on a loop. What is this? What is this?
I can, like, watch.
If she had to ride the Rock and Roller Coaster for the rest of her life on a loop, she would just throw up all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's how I took it. Dumbo, but no. I took it literally. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I said California Adventure, and if I'm sticking in that mold, I'm saying Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
I love that ride so much.
And the
so
reason
good.
Why, if we're talking about different experience every time, they play music, and it changes every time. And it's different scenes every time.
It's so fun.
Mission Breakout, since you haven't been there, is the Tower of Terror. You remember the Tower of Terror?
Poor Jordan. He really needs to go to Disney. You don't remember
that? Okay. Not even announced.
So they took the Tower of Terror and rethemed that into Benicio del Toro's guy?
The collector.
Yeah. So they rethemed it to his like headquarters and the Guardians of the Galaxy are in it. So then they're playing their music and they're trying to break out. That's basically Mission Breakout. So you get that. You get We Want the Funk. Like, you get the whole
thing. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get the whole thing. So they change up the scenes. They change up the music the whole time. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. But if I'm being honest with myself, it's The Little Mermaid. I love that ride. You want a ride that you can enjoy. You want a ride that you can sit in, sing along, maybe catch a good sit. you know, because you're tired. It's been a long day. You're walking around the park, so you're getting some snacks. Your feet are tired, and you want to sit down. You don't want to wait either. You don't want to wait more than like 5 minutes. So then you no. go on the Little Mermaid. Am I right?
Yes.
See,
that's yeah. our go-to.
So it's universal thing right there.
You need some air conditioning.
Universally speaking, not a universal.
I said
attraction.
Universally
you
speaking,
are
speaking,
guy. Blasphemy.
No, I'm talking about term-wise, metaphorically. Oh, universally man. Speaking,
it was metaphorical.
5 minutes. Yeah.
All right, you're wrong.
It's not.
There's
stop,
no wrong.
Stop, guy.
Question three. If you could only see one Disney Park show for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, I was going to say Wishes,
I knew
but
we
it's...
Would, I knew we would sneak Michaela into this. She's like, oh,
oh man. I was going to say Wishes, but now it's Happily Ever After. I'm still
ooh,
a Wishes
oh,
girl.
I didn't even think of
oh,
fireworks.
Yeah. So it would be Happily Ever After because
I
just
more like
love,
Broadway shows. But
love,
that's okay.
love.
I mean, geez.
Love fireworks.
Right?
But it, if you're talking Broadway shows, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Michaela?
Now you just threw me off because I thought we were talking fireworks show. If we're talking the shows, I love the Indiana Jones one.
Ooh,
that
the
is
Stunt
my
Spectacular.
Favorite. I could sit there all day and watch it. It's phenomenal.
Jay, that would probably be a good show for you if you actually went to Disney, but you didn't. So,
so Indiana Jones, though, is that a newer show?
Mr. Jones.
No, it's old.
No, it's
been
it's old.
There
is it?
Forever.
Yeah. They didn't have
they
the
show
rights,
you the stunts from the movie.
Shut the mic off.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's know. Been there for a long time. You're wrong.
I wouldn't know. I'm always wrong in this discussion because
so
I wouldn't know.
If I'm keeping with the theme, remember I said Disney's California Adventure?
Yep.
If I'm keeping with the theme, I'm obviously saying Frozen because that's
oh
like
God,
a real
so
show.
Good.
Like if you go into California Adventure and you go to see Frozen live, it's legit like an hour and a half show.
Riveting.
Maybe it's not, but it seems like an hour
but
and a half.
Who's our favorite actor over in Disney? He has the best
wait
Instagram.
A minute.
The Frozen guy. I can't remember Ben. If you're in Hollywood
you're
Studios and go to the
I really
Frozen
don't know what
show,
you're talking about.
Yeah.
So.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
he's so funny.
If I had
go
to be honest
him.
With myself, I mean, The Voyage of the Little Mermaid was a close second for me. But that fantasyland theater.
So nice.
I can't get over the guy that is there for Tangled and he's you won't know what I'm talking about, but this is in the OG Disneyland in California.
Right next to the castle on the left-hand side of
the
castle.
The Fantasyland Theater takes like Tangled or Beauty and the Beast or what's the other one that they...
I think those are the only two they have.
They take them and they do it in like a comedic like... Din, 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 din,
like vaudeville?
Din. Yeah, exactly.
And they break it down into like a 25-minute play.
And it is great.
It's so good.
It's so funny. Like it, they have like little props, so it's not like a real show. Yeah, exactly. It's a really good time. So that would be my answer. But if I'm sticking with my theme, it's Frozen because that's like overdone.
You're
it's
double crazy. Dipping over here,
I'm
sir.
Double dipping.
You're double dipping.
You know how I do it.
You have to do it for me though, because I haven't been.
Question four. If you could only stay at one Disney hotel for the rest of your life, which would it be?
So we've stayed at a lot of hotels.
We have.
This is so hard.
It's a good
I think
answer.
My favorite hotel we stayed at was either the Boardwalk or Bay Lake Towers.
More on that later. Miguel.
I haven't really stayed at too many, so I can't really speak on that.
What would be your dream hotel to
Jay.
Stay at?
I hate you so much.
Go back to Miguel.
Dream hotel?
For what?
Disney.
Good answer. So if I had to say,
what are we talking
keeping
about?
With whatever, if I had to say a place that I hadn't stayed at, I would say the Polynesian because it's right
oh,
it's
so
on the
fun.
Monorail track. So you're right near Magic Kingdom. You can see the fireworks and it's
I'm
tropical.
We can
I
stay
love
there
tropical.
For my birthday.
Yes, of course.
But if I have to say a place that I stayed at, it would be Bay Lake Tower.
So fun.
Bay Lake Tower is so nice.
It's beautiful.
And we had a fireworks room. So we could go back to our room. They pipe in the music. You can hear the fireworks. You can watch them. And then you just, I don't want to deal with the crowds.
And then top
the
of the world.
Oh,
the
top of the world bar.
So all the way up
hey
at
now.
The top of the hotel, there's like an open area. You can watch the fireworks and have drinks and apps. It's so nice.
So for the next one, I just straight dropped. Like, forget about what I said about Disney California Adventure. I have one answer. If you could only eat at one Disney restaurant for the rest of your life, what would it
I
be?
I want to hear yours first.
Ohana. It's not even close. It's Ohana. And it's Ohana strictly for the dessert. I don't even, I could eat that dessert for the rest of my life. Oh my it's God, a banana it's pudding so good. With caramel drizzle on top, and it's the greatest. Yum. It's the greatest. Plus, the dumplings are great too.
Everything's so good. I said California Grill.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
That's his go-to move. Well, you're wrong.
Michaela.
What's your go-to?
When I went with Caden, we went to like the Rainforest Cafe, which was fun. I liked it. It was
which
very
one did
cute.
You go to? Because they have one in Animal Kingdom and they have one at the Downtown Disney. The Downtown Disney's the one with the flame at the top.
Animal Kingdom then.
Okay.
Are That's you sure good. It's Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Maybe it wasn't Rainforest Cafe because it was at...
Was it the dinosaur one?
No, not a dinosaur one.
The T-Rex?
It circled around and you could see like people traveling underneath. Like on a...
Garden Grill?
Yes, Garden
Grill. Got him.
A Garden
Look at that.
Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. We have a new topic. I need Michaela just to sit here and say things, and then I'll guess what Disney attraction it is. Oh,
easy,
I got
easy
this.
Man. He's training for Wheel of Fortune, realistically. Here.
Yeah.
Garden Grill is a fun restaurant. It does spin, too,
Especially
and that's really
kid,
cool.
That's
You've
fun.
Never been there,
I've never
actually.
Been there.
We've never
Did Chip and Dale go there?
Yes.
Chip and Dale
Actually,
there.
Chip or Dale hit on me when I was there.
Oh.
Really bad. He put sugar packets on my head and everything and kept kissing me. It was really quite nice.
Oh, I would have popped him in the kisser. I'd have been like, nope.
Don't right. lie. You would have loved that affection from Chip and Dale.
I would have, actually. Yeah. You're right.
It was nice.
I love Chip and Dale. They're so fun.
So, that's all the Disney questions I have, folks.
That's all it is, folks.
No, we're not going there.
I have comedy, though. Do you guys like comedy?
Yeah, I like comedy. You like comedy, Michaela?
I don't like laughing, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
All right. Podcast over. Right? Thanks for joining. Go to Barrington Massage.
So Mitch and my go-to, like when we can't find anything, is to watch comedy specials on Netflix.
So fun fact is we hardly ever agree on shows. I
this
like
is what
to watch
we're discussing.
Like, I like to watch drama shows or like things that actually invest in. She's like, nah, I just want to watch a comedy. We never agree. So I'm like, all right, let's just watch a stand-up. Fine, whatever.
Define that, because I don't know that I would picture you watching a murder mystery and really getting into it.
Oh.
Oh, he loves murder
I
mysteries.
I love murder
well,
mysteries, dude.
Before we get into it, Ice Cold Blood, both Ice-T as the host is
no,
actually
I
pretty good.
That. I can't do that.
Oxygen
I can't
Channel.
Take Ice-T seriously.
Listen, no, trust me.
You're wrong.
Watch it and then get back to me on that. Watch one episode and get back to me on that.
You're wrong. If I not, but like legit though, yeah. like the murder mysteries. Oh, what was the one that we watched on Netflix?
The Dateline NBC,
Making
a Murderer.
Not
making
a murder.
A murder.
No, it was the other one. With the lady that was crazy. She was insane. She was absolutely insane.
God, we watched so many.
I forget what it is. We watched. We have Dateline recorded on our DVR. Like we just watched Dateline. We would rattle to the point that I'd be afraid to go to bed.
That's like, why we stopped watching. Together.
So we have to watch them
it was
during
like
the day now.
Affecting our
to,
everyday
listen,
life.
Have you ever watched something during the day and you're watching it and then all of a sudden you realize outside got dark way too quick?
I got to stop watching it then. I got to watch a comedy,
like,
dude.
Like it's midway through it and you're like, oh my God, I should shut the blinds.
Remember when we stayed at that creepy hotel and we're watching murder shows and then we were like,
yeah,
we got to
no,
turn
that
this
was
off.
In Canada.
And we turned on the cooking channel.
Well, you're fine in Canada.
I got up and looked out the peephole. Like I was looking to make sure that people weren't knocking on our door.
You saw like five people walk by.
Yes.
One guy
she was
just
wearing a leather coat and I was like,
standing there
I don't
like,
trust you.
Just standing there like,
I don't trust you at all. Oh man.
Let me in, A.
Let me in, A.
Let me in, A.
Oh, you know what?
We got some maple syrup,
you're,
A.
You're throwing
this
me off on a tangent.
This is the second time we've said A on the podcast.
You're throwing me off on a tangent, but listen, you know what aggravated me about that Canada trip? You know, we're about 6 years removed from that. Probably seven.
Passive aggressive Canadians.
You know what aggravated? No, we went out to breakfast. We went out to breakfast and the lady, I ordered bacon and she goes, oh, bacon, eh? And I'm like, that's the most forced A of all time. I don't need that. Get out of here.
Maybe she wanted
just
to see if you were
going to
say Canadian bacon.
No, she, yay. No, no.
You sure you don't want Canadian
just get
bacon,
out of
eh?
Here. You don't say A. Go away.
I don't
away.
Even remember
you're,
this.
You're from
I dated.
Michigan.
I
you're
did.
From Michigan. You're not even from Canada.
Oh, her. No, I was going to say, I'm like, don't even. I've got relatives from Canada and I dated someone from Canada way many moons ago. So,
but you haven't been to Disney.
I haven't. What? I haven't. Have you been to CN Tower?
So comedy specials. By the way, my dog is in a weird mood right now. Comedy specials, guys.
Comedy specials.
Have any of you panel seen any of the Kevin Hart comedy specials?
Yes.
So like Seriously Funny, What Now, Laugh at My Pain, Irresponsible is the newest
Let me explain. Wasn't you missed that
I
one?
I think
too?
That was one too, yeah.
I haven't seen any.
Yes, we've seen Kevin
we've
Hart
seen
in person.
Them all.
So yes, we have. So me and you, Jess, have we sat down yesterday and watched the new one, the Netflix original. It's Kevin Hart Irresponsible.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. It wasn't bad.
So like, here's my last hot take. I didn't like it.
No.
I thought it kind of stunk.
I appreciated that he
it's
made
it. It's not a hot take. You playing this.
I didn't like it. People liked it. I didn't like
it's
it.
It's not a hot take. You're right.
Yeah.
I appreciated that he made fun of himself for all the crap he's been through in the past, 6 to 9 months?
I didn't like it.
I'm sorry you felt that way.
I think Kevin Hart's
it was
done
still
as a
funny.
Comedian.
What? Ooh.
As a stand-up comedian, I think
that
Kevin Hart's
harsh.
Done.
I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, I'll raise you one better. Was Kevin Hart even that really that good as a stand-up comedian?
Yeah. No, I saw Kevin Hart live for the Laugh at My Pain tour. And it was funny. Like, I was laughing.
You know they change up the jokes to the broadcast version sometimes, too. So
that's fine. But I saw him live at the Wilbur.
Well, exactly. He probably had some raw jokes there.
Maybe he did. Maybe he
didn't. But his Netflix series was still raw.
But, all right. Here's the reason why I think he's done as a comedian. Because it's just the same thing over and over again. It's, I hate this. This is why I hate this. Right? How many times did he say, I'm going to tell you why? I'm going to tell you why.
That's his mannerism.
Do something different. This is like your 7th comedy special. Do something different. You got to switch it up.
He's
because
gonna, yeah. But the thing about comedians is that they fall back into their own tropes sometimes too because the audience expects it somewhat.
Now,
too.
I will tell you, there were pieces of that that were very funny.
Yeah.
I just think that he needs to reinvent himself at this point.
I thought he was very vulgar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, way more vulgar
Very
than he
strong.
Used to be.
Very strong.
So maybe he's trying to reinvent, but it's failing right now.
A lot
now.
Of Fs and Cs, you know yeah. what I'm saying?
Fs,
you know,
and
a lot of
Fs
and Cs.
And he wasn't like that before. I no. think he was more of a, not a clean comedian, but not as
he. All right, so he wasn't
raunchy.
Dave Coulier, but he was more like, I don't know.
He wasn't exactly Bob Saget now.
Right. He was like in the middle of Bob Saget and Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
That's a white joke right there. So I didn't like it that much. I thought it was fine. I thought it was funny. I thought the part where he was talking about where he was hiding his guns.
I wasn't into that at all.
You weren't, but I was. I hated it at first, but like after he did it 9 times in a row, it was funny to me at that point because it's like, all right, we're going to keep banging this down.
Well, I think it's funny when he starts laughing at himself.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I just don't like repetition that
yeah.
much.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't.
I don't know. You guys watch it and let
short.
Us know what
yeah.
you think, especially if you watched his past stand-ups.
So, panel, are you a fan of Kevin Hart? Movies or stand-ups?
He's decent.
Michaela says yes
yeah.
to movies.
Michaela says yes.
I like him in movies, like Jumanji and his newest
he was
movie
funny
that just
Jumanji.
Came out. I still laugh. Like,
Night School?
Oh. Yeah, was that Night School?
No, his other movie.
Secret Life of Pets?
No.
I actually like him as was it Snowball?
He was the rabbit. Yeah, he was the rabbit. No?
No, I like him. Like I wouldn't say I don't like him. I think he's entertaining.
I like him because he actually finds humor in not the obvious places sometimes. Like he doesn't just go for like political stuff. He doesn't try and alienate his audience. Like and that's one of the things that I really appreciate is when an artist can actually walk the fine line and actually do it.
I think when we get into the next question, it'll make more sense for who I like as comedians and what type of comedy I like. But on the whole, I think that Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart in every role that he plays. I don't think he's ever
oh,
playing
absolutely.
The character. I think he's playing Kevin Hart.
That's why he's cast. Like, yeah. Well, even going
back
to
Daniel
yeah.
Radcliffe.
Yeah, exactly.
Persona to a T.
Going back to like 40-year-old virgin, he's like talking to that guy. I was
That's
like,
a callback,
who,
folks.
Who is this guy right here? And then all of a sudden he got big like 5 years later.
Right. I don't know. He's playing Kevin Hart.
But if it's working for him, it's working for him.
All right. So that was riveting. Two.
All right. That was riveting.
Oh, I'm a host guy. I'm trying to sell it.
That was
ruined. Okay. Yes. We got two more questions. We're all fans of Kevin Hart, obviously, but who are some of your favorite other comedians besides Kevin Hart?
John Mulaney. I love John Mulaney.
So
she stole your answer, sir.
It's all right. I got more in-depth answers than that. Would you say he's your favorite comedian?
Probably right now, yeah. And I love Jim Gaffigan, too.
So, fun fact about John Mulaney. John Mulaney's got like 4 stand-ups on Netflix. We started watching one and shut it off like 5 minutes and said, yeah, this guy's not for me. This guy stinks.
But then
she fell asleep. I turned it back on, right? And I don't, when I'm watching a stand-up comedy, I don't laugh.
He's all stoic like.
John Mulaney's New in Town. I threw that on when she fell asleep and was crying laughing on the side of her.
You're right. You have a nightmare?
No. I woke up the next day and I'm pretty sure I turned to you and like we opened our eyes and I was like, we got to watch New in Town by John Mulaney.
And I was like, no, like that wasn't even funny.
Is that the What's New Pussycat one?
No.
Oh.
No, that's not even in it. It is so funny. There's a bit when he goes to the doctor in it, and it's 100% the funniest moment of stand-up comedy that I've ever seen in my life. 100%. So, who are some of your favorite comedians, Jay?
It's going to sound generic at first, but Jerry Seinfeld, actually.
You stink.
No, Dave Chappelle. You can't not mention Dave Chappelle.
I can.
That's the given right there.
I'm not a fan at all.
Jim doesn't like Dave Chappelle.
Not Jim Gaffigan. Oh, who is it?
You want to talk about clean comedy.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to call. Dane Cook was big for a second.
He stinks.
Then he stinks now. I don't know. Ken Jeong is not very good in stand-up. I watched his Netflix special.
I sent you this agenda. You had time.
Yeah.
You had time to prep. It's okay. You didn't.
Yeah, but the thing is like you can never really prep for that. It's like, really?
I can, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to rattle off my top 5 comedians right now.
Well, can you give me a slot for like 2 more then? Because I didn't mention 5.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to. Jim Gaffigan's up there because Jim Gaffigan's a good guy that you can watch to go to bed to.
So basically he's boring and you just fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Hart is up there because Kevin Hart has had enough. I've seen Kevin Hart in person and I've laughed at him and cried laughing.
Hey.
Dave Chappelle is up there strictly for Killing You Softly. I don't care about any other Dave Chappelle
stand-up.
Please
believe me.
Yeah, Hey, baby. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I got kids to feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley's up there because how did you know?
Because I know you. I've been married to you for how long now? We've been together for 10 years.
Bob Marley's up there. Now, for the folks listening, Bob Marley is not the... Shake it off, buddy. Bob Marley's not the Jamaican We Jammin' singer that you think of. Bob Marley's from Maine, and he's going to talk to you about the snow and being wicked pissa and all that, you know?
Wicked pissa.
I've seen Bob Marley stand up live probably more than I've seen
a handful, at least.
Anything else. Yeah, yeah, I've seen him all over the place. It's been different every time, and it's been great every time.
He's funny.
And then my 100% top of all time, and I'll just watch everything he does, is John Mulaney. Yep. I think John Mulaney's the funniest person on the planet.
For now.
Besides Riff Raff. Riff Raff
is so annoying.
Jody High Roller is just like the most overblown, overhyped person on your list here.
Yeah. I don't have him on my list, but that's okay. John Mulaney is not tops for me. If I had to rank stand-up specials, I hope all of you did this.
No.
Favorite stand-up specials? No.
No.
You?
That
no?
wasn't
you
on any? The agenda.
It's actually on the agenda.
No, it's not.
Let me thumb through this agenda really all right. quick here.
If I had to rank stand-up specials, New in Town is first, and then Kid Gorgeous is second, and then it's Comeback Kid for John Mulaney.
So all John Mulaney.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just talking specifically for John Mulaney. It's New in Town and Kid Gorgeous. Kevin Hart, my favorite is Laugh at My Pain, the one that we saw live. The one where he's talking about the ostrich chasing after him. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking Dave Chappelle, it's Killing You Softly. But that's all I have. I don't really care for everything else. I feel is a little bit forgettable.
So the Netflix specials and For What It's Worth.
What is that?
You don't remember like the Netflix specials he just did
for Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, and then the For What It's Worth
one of them. I only watched one of them.
So you didn't even watch the one where he was talking about like a homeless man on a bus?
Guy, I got a wife.
So
she doesn't want to watch Dave Chappelle. She doesn't like Dave Chappelle. We watch Teen
you're
Mom 2.
Ridiculous.
No. So you watch clean comedies. Things. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, John Mulaney is super clean, bro.
That's what I'm saying. John Mulaney is not clean. He's not clean. He's clean sober now, but
probably.
He's probably still doing stuff.
So do you have any stand-ups that you like?
I like anything that makes me laugh, so.
You know who I like, actually? Bert Kreischer.
Who the hell is that?
The machine? The dude that we watched, he takes his shirt off for every stand-up.
Oh,
yeah.
that guy? Come on.
He's funny, man. He's funny. No?
He is funny.
I haven't watched one of his specials.
He's the machine,
I don't
dude.
Like how he takes his shirt off.
He got in with the Russian mafia. That's why he's called the machine.
Oh, God. It's a skit that I watched, and I was just like, really?
Yeah, it's fine. You're wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'll lose sleep over that one guy.
There's one that I'm forgetting. Oh, comedy albums. It's the last one that I have. I would say
I've never listened to any comedy albums.
Oh, I listen to comedy albums. We listen to the John Mulaney comedy album. What are you talking about?
What's new, Pussycat?
Yeah, the top
wow,
part.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's not unusual to be loved. No. All right. So if I had to rank comedy albums, though, the only comedy album that means anything to me is Adam Sandler's No, They're All Gonna Laugh at You. With Food Innuendo Guy on it, Medium Pace, Tollbooth Willie. They're all on there. That's the longest pee. No. I have a really child. All right. Well,
no.
Fine.
Is that the one with that goat goat song on?
No, that's on. No, that's a different one. Anybody else got anything about comedy?
Well, we really didn't lean into Michaela here. Do you have anything to say about that?
She didn't seem too enthralled by the comedy talk.
She likes
well,
to laugh.
No, it's just I like comedy movies. I don't really watch stand-up comedy.
What's your favorite comedy?
Comedy
movie? I specifically left comedies off the list because I thought that would be another pod. That would be like another
pod.
That would be another pod.
Yeah, that's a good one for another day.
It'll be riveting.
No, but favorite comedy, like romantic comedy, rom-com.
I can't off the top of my, like, you can't.
My Best Friend's Girl. Done.
10 Things I Hate About You, not even that one?
I love 10 Things. That's my favorite movie.
There's so many that I love. I can't.
Oh, what's the other one with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey?
Failure to Launch?
No.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I love all the 10s.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think that's it.
Yeah, let's go out.
I think it's a short episode this week.
We're going to go out.
We're going out.
We're going out.
We're going streaking. We're going to hit the quad. And then
no. No, Frank the Tank, we're not.
You need to go back to college.
Yeah, I do. Jenny. I'm in my prime now.
College, so, right? No one remembers college.
You are
no
not in college. Prime anymore.
Fair enough. Jay, do you want to plug yourself? Are you going to do better at plugging yourself this week than you did last week?
Probably not, but JD7 videos on YouTube. You can go and see my pop culture interest videos, whatever vlogs you want to call them.
Yikes.
Jabs 9119.
He wrote
JABS 9119 on Instagram. I put a bunch of random stuff and I found out how to put clips finally.
You're
thanks
welcome.
To this man right here. JA00791 on Twitter, where I put nothing useful on there.
Fun fact actually about him posting clips on his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
The way he found out about that is because I recorded my screen, went to my notes and typed FU and then sent it to him.
This guy is just a...
And then he's like, how did you do that? And I'm like, this is how I did it.
What wizardry is this?
Magic.
Michaela, do you want to plug yourself?
I'll plug Michaela. If y'all are local in Barrington, Rhode Island, or Massachusetts area, go visit Michaela at Barrington Massage. She is the owner and operator.
Yes, yes.
Go get your massage on.
Jess, do you want to plug yourself?
I think you need to come up with a different vernacular for this question.
Yeah. Well,
where can they find us?
We find you?
You can find us all over social media. Just search By Your Terms or BYT. And you will see us pop up. We do screen printing, vlogging, blogging, and more.
We're at Buy Your Terms on literally every single social media outlet. If you want shirts, it's shopwithbyt.com. Simple as that. Anybody else got closing thoughts?
Let's go drink.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.